live from 1416 Locust in the heart of Western Gateway Park, downtown Des Moines. It's Heather and Wicket.
What was the highlight of your weekend? 515-244-1033. Also up on Facebook at Laser1033. This pronunciation of Waukee was probably a co-favorite for Wicket and I.
Waukee, Iowa. Say that right, I hope so. How you guys feeling tonight? So awesome to be back here. We love you guys. I want to hear you singing along. Are you ready? Let's do this.
But Waukee?
I thought...
I loved it when
the dude from Breaking Benjamin did that. I thought, does he think he's in Milwaukee? Does he think that he's in Wisconsin right now and not in Iowa? So that was yeah. And then I see, oh, he said he's trying to say Waukee, which that's not an easy one if you're not from around here. I don't think I'm guessing, so it happens. It's all good. Great show.
So good.
Great show. Daughtry was really, really good. I'd never seen Daughtry before, and I thought Daughtry was really, really good. And then, as usual, everything in that building sounds great. That venue, I did not make it for Catch Your Breath, but everything in that venue sounds amazing. And it's just, we're so lucky to have that building, to have Vibrant Music Hall in our area. It's brand new, beautiful, and sounds fantastic.
Well, one of the reasons why I think he pronounced it that way, I don't think it's the Milwaukee thing. And next time we run into Benjamin from Breaking Benjamin.
Yeah.
I want to ask him about this because he lived in a town called Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
All right. And on the radio in Wilkes-Barre, if you ever drive through there, a lot of our truckers might, you know, who knows where you guys will end up. But on the one of the radio stations, and it has become kind of embraced by many of the radio stations in Wilkes-Barre, they say Wilkes-Barre, like they say it like that. And when he said Waukee, like I almost wonder if that was part of his vernacular as someone who's from that area. So
could be.
That is my
that's how you're assessing it.
That is my wild projection.
Okay,
there's no controversy to it.
I'm
just gonna have to wait until next time they're around.
I'm guessing he saw the Waukee and thought it looked like Milwaukee. And that's how he put it together. Now, they didn't just play Milwaukee. They played Cedar Rapids the night before that. Before that, they were in, I think, Madison, Wisconsin. They were in La Crosse, Wisconsin, shortly before that.
They were following their set list, though. It was
to
magical.
A T, you knew exactly what was coming if you go to setlist.com.
So the night started with Wicket and I looking at the set list from his phone.
Yep.
And then, I don't know, 4 to 6 White Claws later, I started looking at the set list on our neighbor's phone because I didn't trust you to pull your phone out and get the set list. One of the kind of unexpected moments was when this song came on at Vibrant in the middle of the Breaking Benjamin set. And they just started throwing free stuff off the stage.
Sure,
it was in their set.
Sometimes you need a little Huey Lewis in your life.
It was crazy. it was one of those like, okay, we'll roll with this.
Yeah.
Free stuff.
Why
okay.
not? Yeah, we get free stuff, little Power of Love.
Yeah,
and we're going to get back to Breaking Benjamin here in a moment. It's all good. So it was fun. Great night.
We ran into a lot of you Hellraisers, which is always a joy. Chad stopped by, said hello. A couple of friends from Hawkeye Medical, John and Josh, Joe, we saw.
I met Damien for the first time.
Damien!
I met Damien for the first time.
And I didn't get to meet Damien.
Yep.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, Damien was outside. I was taking a picture with one of our listeners named Mitch, who's a Giants fan. And then Damien walked by as I was saying goodbye to those dudes. And then it was great. So many Hellraisers were out at this show. But we kind of knew that was going to happen when we announced the thing. You know, seemingly like 8 months ago, we announced this Breaking Benjamin and Daughtry show. And finally, it got here. But man, ticket sales were great. That place was packed. I'd not been there since the show with Skillet when the venue first opened up, and to then see the crowd, how much bigger it was for Breaking Benjamin. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, craziness!
Well, and you and I had a little bit of a difficulty finding each other.
Yeah.
finally, because sometimes the reception's not great if you're not on the Wi-Fi. Mm-hmm. So when I first walked in, I wasn't on the Wi-Fi.
I'm by the bar and the merch table.
It's finally found you.
That's going to be my spot from now on, I think.
But it was good because before I found you, I ran into John and Cody. That was great. Jacob and Randy. And then, of course, we have to give a big shout out to Scott and Rob from parking.
Yes. Oh,
that is our favorite thing, to roll in and have someone be like, "What's up, Heather?"
The staff.
What's up, Wicket?
Let me just tell you something. The staff at Vibrant Music Hall is great. All right. I am an idiot. Okay. So we're getting ready.
Did you bring weapons and drugs in and have to get searched?
No, I did not.
Well,
did
you're
not
that level idiot then.
So for the Daughtry, the Daughtry meet and greet was on Saturday, you know, about 4:30. And I follow in Andy. Mm-hmm. And some listeners that had won the prizes to the Daughtry meet and greet. And they said, "Okay, where's your ticket?" And I'm looking for my concert ticket that says Daughtry on it, right? And I'm like, I can't find one that says Daughtry. So they walk me over to Will Call, and they're like, "Well, we have you for the meet and greet, but we don't have you for tickets." And then I'm like, wait a minute, Wicket. It doesn't say Daughtry. It says Breaking Benjamin. It's one ticket to get in the building, and Daughtry is the opener, but the headline on the ticket says Breaking Benjamin. I looked at the woman, and she did such a good job of not making me feel dumber than I already felt at that moment.
I'll make you feel dumb.
Exactly.
Are you serious?
I am not kidding you. That is, like, Andy texted me, "Where did you go?" Because I was literally right behind him. I was the next person. He had done the thing in front of me, and my brain went just completely numb. I could not, for whatever reason, come up with, show your Breaking Benjamin ticket on your phone. There is no Daughtry ticket. You don't buy a concert ticket to see Daughtry that night. He headlines elsewhere. The people at Vibrant, you know, they were looking at me like, how do you even live, dude? How do you function? And they walked me back, and they were so cool and so nice, and everybody at that place has been great to us.
The thing that trips me up regularly at shows, the ticket that we used, and if you were there, you know, it was one of those animated tickets where the barcode has this little scanner that's mm-hmm. rolling over it.
Mm-hmm.
Any show that you need that for trips me up, because I have a method. I download my tickets. I take a screenshot, so it's right there.
Screenshot doesn't work for this one, did
exactly.
it?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I knew that I couldn't do that. And like you, I didn't expect to have the show ticket
mm-hmm.
early, because
we had the Daughtry meet and greet.
We
pass.
Were going in, and then we were leaving, and yes. then we were coming back.
Yeah, yeah. But it was great.
Because it was like a 12-hour day.
And I'll tell you what.
Out there at Vibrant, which we're here for it.
I would like a timeshare at Vibrant for another 12-hour day, like, but a cot in the back, please.
We had to take snack breaks
I had to feed my kids.
I had to do a couple outfit changes.
The Daughtry meet and greet was really cool because you and I were in line with a couple of Hellraisers. And they asked us, because they listened to the morning show, they said, "Will you be in our Daughtry picture with us?" So I took my picture with the band, you took your picture with the band, and then you and I jumped back in with these listeners with Daughtry, and the band couldn't have been cooler. They're all like, "Yeah, that's fine." Not every band is going to do that. Not every band's manager or tour guy or whatever is going to do that. The guy was like, "Yeah, you guys just do that at the end so we can get everybody else through." And it was so cool to do that. And Daughtry was really nice, and his band was really cool. And it was just such a cool day over at Vibrant.
Shout out to those Hellraisers in particular. Brian and Brian. One Brian with a Y, one Brian with an I. Normally, I don't trust a Brian with a Y. But you were cool.
Yeah, you were cool.
You're the one.
Brian and Brian.
You're
so,
okay.
Thumbs up. Great night at Vibrant. Awesome time. Two great shows. I did not see Catch Your Breath. So everybody said it was great that I talked to. But
you
I had
didn't
to,
catch... Catch Your Breath.
I did not catch.
You didn't catch that.
Catch Your Breath.
Okay.
No, I didn't.
What was the highlight of your weekend? 515-244-1033. We got a lot from the show, a lot from the games.
Yeah.
Plural, because our Hawkeye women won on the first game, which was exciting.
Friday,
you know,
yeah.
That's what's fun when there's a win. And then another game. Because you don't... I didn't know what I was doing Sunday until they won. I didn't know what I was going to be doing.
There was a break, yeah.
Now I know what I'm going to be doing.
I don't know if I would have watched if it was South Carolina and UConn.
No.
I don't know if I would have watched that game.
No, I would have still been in mourning.
Yeah, probably.
At that point.
Yeah. 515-244-1033. Call or text your weekend highlight, Facebook and Twitter, and I'll put it up on Threads as well. At Laser1033.
The Laser. 515-244-1033.
I wish you could see my eyes rolling every time he says Threads. Every time I see 4 inches, I think I have made a mistake.
How is this a thing people want to do?
Mornings on Laser 103.3. Mondays suck.
I hate Mondays.
So let's hear about the best part of your weekend. 515-244-1033. It's Heather and Wicket's weekend highlight.
The weekend
on Laser 103.3.
Brought to you by Wagner's Golf and Ames. Evolve your game online at WagnerGolfShop.com.
Laser, who's this?
Good morning, it's Hans from Ankeny.
Hans, what was the highlight of your weekends?
Well, of course it was Sunday, the women's NCAA championship.
Yeah.
But it's not why you think. It's because it's over.
What?
Oh, my God. Did we find the one Iowan who is anti-women's basketball?
My give-a-damn button is broken, and I don't want to hear about Caitlin Clark again. It's not women's basketball. It's just not men's basketball. It's just basketball in general. I don't follow it. I would have never known who Caitlin Clark was, but only for the reason I listen to you guys.
I think she's bigger than us, though.
Drone on and on and on about Caitlin Clark. Ugh.
Well, we're still going to be talking about her because she's not, we didn't just make her famous. She's famous outside of us, too.
The song's for you, buddy.
Everything's going your way, then along comes Debbie Downer. Always there to tell you about a new disease, a car accident, or killer bees. You beg her to spare you, Debbie, please, but you can't stop Debbie Downer.
Mondays suck.
I hate Mondays.
So let's hear about the best part of your weekend. 515-244-1033. It's Heather and Wicket's Weekend Highlight.
The Weekend.
On Laser 103.3.
Brought to you by Wagner's Golf and Ames. Evolve your game online at WagnerGolfShop.com.
Laser, who's this?
This is Heather.
Heather, what was the highlight of your weekend?
I went to the John Cougar Mellencamp concert.
Where was that?
The Civic Center.
How was it?
It was awesome. He put on a great show.
How old is John Cougar Mellencamp now?
He is 72.
72 and still getting it done.
Yep.
What was the crowd like? Besides probably close to 70, it was sold out.
Ooh.
Yep. And it was Saturday night?
Friday night.
Wow.
We could have made it to that wicket.
I was watching Caitlin. Caitlin Clark.
O'clock.
Got it. I was watching Caitlin Clark and then playing poker.
There you go.
It was Boat Shoes' birthday weekend.
Well, Boat Shoes Palooza. Yeah.
I decided early in the morning on Friday that I was going to keep an eye on the tickets all day. And they only had like two available. And earlier in the day, they were like $98. And like 6:30, I got them down to 62. So I said, I'm going.
That's a pretty good price to go see John Cougar. That's good.
It was an awesome show.
I'm so glad that people were spread out doing random things because we can't do everything.
No, there's a lot going on. There's always a lot going on.
I mean, Lisa went to the Iowa Cubs game, took her boys for the first time.
That's cool. Love that. Little baseball weather. Okay.
And they're apparently listening to us because their jokes are on point.
Why?
She said, my oldest said, when do baseball players wear armor? At a night game.
It's so terrible. I love it.
It's so smart.
I love that.
It's so funny.
What was the highlight of your weekend? 515-244-1033. You can call or text in your weekend highlight. I got one here. Somebody said the highlight of my weekend, celebrating my great-grandma's 100th birthday.
Congratulations.
Wow, that's fantastic. And then somebody, I don't know if this is true, just wanted to share that if you can't find eclipse glasses.
Oh, there are a couple things you can do. Is it a colander?
Pop-Tart wrappers.
Oh, I don't.
Pop-Tart wrapper, like the foil?
Yeah, I do not endorse that.
I don't know try that. If that's a good idea.
No, but if you don't have... This one is...
A colander?
If you take a colander, you don't look up at the sun, but you let the sun shine through the colander.
Okay.
Then it'll make the imprints, the shadows of the eclipse on the ground.
Okay.
So your kids can look down at it.
Okay.
Not up.
But you said I can find them for a buck at Hy-Vee.
They're $1
at Hy-Vee. Okay.
Hy-Vee on Floor definitely has them because that's where I got them. They have a whole big rack of them.
12:43, the festivities begin. We are not in the path of totality, which means we don't get the 100%, but we get 84%.
2048, though.
2048, Central Iowa, is actually the very center of one of these paths of totality for the next eclipse. I think there's one in 2044. But the one that comes through in 2048, that's going to be the one that is literally from the southwest corner of Iowa to the northeast corner of Iowa.
Yes.
And then it runs right through. But today starts at 12:43. It'll be the darkest or brightest, whatever you want to say, at 1:58 today in the afternoon. Are you going to nap? Are you going to watch it?
I was just trying to do the math. If you live that long, like it, you'll be retired by then. If you live that long.
Heather. I am Viagra.
Wicked. We did talk about this. Do you not pay attention to anything I read you from Facebook?
Oh, no, I don't pay attention.
Mornings on Laser 103.3.
Brought to you by Wagner's Golf and Ames. Evolve your game online at WagnerGolfShop.com.
Laser, who's this?
Hey, this is John Carlson from Southern Iowa.
Hey, what was the highlight of your weekends?
Meeting you, Heather.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for taking a picture with me, John.
Yes, absolutely. It was a blast at a great concert. To top the weekend off, I went over and played with the NASCAR guys at the Iowa Speedway. Got trained up to help them at the upcoming race.
What do you mean you hung out with the NASCAR guys?
So John works for Hawkeye Medical.
Oh, okay.
So he runs a lot of the shows. Like, we talked about how he's going to be at Smashing Pumpkins, so hopefully I'll see him at Smashing Pumpkins.
Okay.
As well.
Okay, yeah.
So you make sure everybody stays safe at a NASCAR race?
Like, up in the stands, yeah.
Okay.
Like, all the fans and everything.
Yeah, those people can drink a lot and sit in the sun.
Yes, they can.
Well, it sounds like you had a great time meeting Heather.
Yes, it was. Just wish I would have met you, Wicked.
Okay, there
we
go.
He was waiting for that. Thank you for throwing him that.
Next time at the Pumpkins, bud, I'll see you there, okay?
All right.
Cool, man.
515-244-1033. What was the highlights of your weekend? Also up on Facebook at Laser1033.
515-244-1033.
Brought to you by Wagner's Golf and Ames. Evolve your game online at WagnerGolfShop.com.
Laser, what's your name? Where are you calling from today?
Levi.
Levi, what was the highlight of your weekend?
I took the new bike out for a short ride, and I got out the garage to make sure I could fit the bike and the car in one shot.
Got to make sure you got to be able to do that, man. That is intense. I am jealous because I want to just clean my garage, and I don't have the opportunity to do so.
You know, I saw the inside of your garage over the weekend. Yeah. It's shockingly clean.
I have it organized well. It's just I have not, like, swept out. You know how it is. You sweep out
I
the corner.
Yeah, got rid of a ton of crap.
So jealous. My neighbor just did that. I felt really jealous of my neighbor.
In the end, I proved to the wife that I could fit both in the garage.
I mean, one of the highlights of my weekend was driving you home, Wickets, in the Laser truck with your neighbor, Alex.
My wife woke up the next day. She said, "Why is the Laser truck in our driveway?" I said, "Because we were very responsible. We obviously had some drinks at Vibrant."
Was she worried that you drove it?
Yeah, she was worried that I was. I'm not the smartest guy in the world, but I'm not an idiot.
Right.
All right, especially at that level of White Claw. But Heather drove us because you didn't have any drinks.
Right.
You drove my buddy and I back, and then you Ubered back to Vibrant because I live like 7 minutes from there. So thank you for doing that. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
I'll remind Alex that you actually did that.
No, thank you. It actually worked out. It worked out because there were a couple moments where we were strategizing because it was like, okay, we have...
There's 5 songs left.
Right.
Breaking Benjamin gave their whole set list was to the T. We want to be there for Diary of Jane. Okay.
Yeah, we both wanted to stay,
uh-huh.
But then it was like, okay, do I drive? Because my car was there. You had no car there.
We were going to Uber home.
And I was like, do I Uber Do I drive the truck back, Uber from the station back to the venue, get my car?
Yeah.
And then it was like, or do I talk to Scott and Rob about just leaving my car overnight and handling this tomorrow? You know, Wicket was already going to pay for an Uber. And I was like, okay, so either Wicket's going to pay $10 for an Uber and go home, and I'm going to pay $25 for an Uber back here. That's $35. Or I will drive Wicket in the laser truck, leave it with him to drive tomorrow.
Done.
And then I will Uber back for so instead of $35, it's going to be $10.
Yep. It was
Boom.
Smart. Honey, why is the laser truck in the driveway?
I think the funniest part is we don't get reimbursed for these Ubers.
No.
I think I'd let Heather slap me for free.
If there's ever a time where I feel really good about myself, I just usually pop on Heather and Wicket. And it usually brings my self-esteem right back down.
Mornings on Laser 103.3.
Brought to you by our friends Wagner's Golf and Ames. Evolve your game online at WagnerGolfShop.com. Laser, who's this?
My name's Justin. I'm calling from Ankeny.
What's up, Justin? What was the highlight of your weekend?
So I actually have two.
Okay.
Friday afternoon, I took my journeyman plumbing test, and I passed that with a 76. I needed a 75 with that.
Amazing.
Wait. So you're now a certified plumber because you passed by 1 point?
Yes, sir.
A pass is a pass, Wicket.
C's get degrees, brah. I love it.
I feel like pass-fail is all it should be.
For plumbers?
For everything.
Okay.
And then Saturday, I was at the Vibrant Music Hall.
Yeah.
And I saw Breaking Benjamin and
Daughtry.
I was with that with my wife.
Aw, how cute.
I love that for you. Well, I'm glad that you had a very full weekend.
Congrats on passing your test. I can't wait to call you.
My sink is still broken, so
yeah. If you want to go fix Heather's sink, you could get some on the job. 76 out of he barely passed, but he passed.
That's all I care about.
You know my feelings on this, Wicket. It's the same as like when you're rating a chick. When you're like, oh, she was a 7, she was an 8, she was a 10. It's like bangable or not bangable.
Yeah.
Either you'll do it or you won't do it. Like, stop rating people. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you're gonna go for someone who's a 4 or greater. Like, what does it matter?
Couple of white claws, that 4 becomes a 7.5. Couple more white claws, boom. You've got, who's Machine Gun Kelly's ex? What's her name?
Megan Fox.
Boom. Couple more white claws. You've got Megan Fox, and she might look like Randy Macho Man Savage in the morning.
Speaking of.
But you know what? At night, she's Megan Fox.
Did you see MGK was at the Friday game?
At the basketball
cheering
game?
Cheering on the Iowa women.
I did not see that. I had no idea.
I don't know if he was cheering for us or the other team, but he was there.
Hey, appreciate you, brother. Congrats on passing your test.
Thanks, guys.
If you were listening earlier, you know that Wicket and I have our co-weekend highlight from Vibrant Music Hall. We had such a good time with you.
It was so fun to get to see people and meet people and put names with faces and voices and all that kind of stuff. It was a great time.
My favorite part, though, was listening to Breaking Benjamin talk about...
Walkie. Iowa. Say that right, I hope so.
Walkie.
Walkie. Iowa.
That's all right.
Say that right, I hope so. How you guys feeling tonight? So awesome to be back here. We love you guys. I want to hear you singing along. Are you ready?
So I was filming that, and I look back at Wicket, and we're mouthing to each other like, they said our name.
They said Iowa.
But we know we're going to use it for the show, so yeah. We're not actually talking. We're just mouthing the words back and forth to each other.
Again, I think I was worried he thought he was in Milwaukee when he said Waukee. I'm like, oh, okay. But he said Iowa.
It was great.
He said Iowa,
we
so he knew
it.
Exactly where he was, and that can be a tough one.
We had a great time meeting you at the show, and lots of shows come into Vibrant, so we're going to see you there a lot.
Stained and Seether, Smashing Pumpkins.
So many shout-outs to
Death Clock.
Scott and Rob getting us parked. That was awesome.
The whole staff there are great.
So good.
Even when I was an idiot. They were great.
Yeah.
They were great.
Well,
that's everybody. They say the same thing about the people that work here.
You delivered upon their expectations of you, Wicket.
Keep it low.
A lot of people in this state, for some reason, like kids.
I probably will pull it out.
Mornings on Laser 103.3.
Brought to you by Wagner's Golf in Ames. Evolve your game online at WagnerGolfShop.com. Laser, who's this?
This is Ross.
Ross, what was the highlight of your weekend?
going to see the memorial crash site of Buddy Holly.
Wow. When'd you do that?
I actually did that Friday.
Okay. What made you decide to go there?
Well, I lived in Iowa since 2007, never been there, and I grew up listening to the music.
Gotcha. And you finally made it out to Clear Lake, huh?
Yep. Next week, we're going to see ZZ Top at the Turf.
Oh, sweet. There you go. What a couple of good weekends in a row for you.
Mm-hmm. Next month, we're also going to see Bachman Turner Overdrive there at the Surf.
Jeez.
So you're going to do all the things that we are not doing.
Yeah.
And then everybody's always like, there's nothing to do. There's too much to do.
There is.
My first concert was July 5th, 1999. I was 10 years old at the Bristol Motor Speedway in Bristol, Tennessee of Bachman Turner Overdrive. Still have the ticket stuff to it.
So wait a minute. You are 10 years. Your first concert was when you were how old?
10
in 1999. You were born in 1989, and you're a big fan of Bachman Turner Overdrive and seeing the crash site for Buddy Holly.
Yep.
Are you married?
No.
You should lead with that on your Tinder profile.
You are an old soul, my friend.
Oh, that's awesome. It's unique about you.
Yes, that is very unique.
Yep.
Thank you, bud.
Yeah, you bet. Have a good week.
Laser, who's this?
Hey, it's Tony from Albia. I got my son Leo with me today.
What's up, Hi. Leo? What was the highlight of your weekend, Tony?
What was it called?
Tong Hulu
last night. It's a YouTube thing he's been watching.
What?
Where you take, like, yeah, you take fruits or whatever you want, and you boil down sugar and water to the hard crack stage, and then you dip your fruits in it, and it gives it a hard, crunchy candy coating on the outside.
You got that? You got that, Heather?
I'm looking it up. I'm looking it up right
Hulu.
Now.
It sounds like a lot of work.
You can use any firm tart fruit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Strawberries work best, apparently. In did
what,
you do strawberries?
Yep. There's a thing.
We did strawberries, grapes, bananas,
apple,
clementine.
You put them on a stick.
Yeah. Yep. You just boil down sugar and water. It's really not near as complicated as it sounds.
See.
How long did you spend doing this?
The longest part was waiting for the sugar to get to the right temperature.
You've seen this, Wicket. It's basically candied strawberries.
Okay.
Yeah. But because it's been on TikTok now, it's Tong Hulu.
Oh. So we've actually been doing this for years,
yes,
for decades.
But now it's a thing.
But now it's a thing because of TikTok.
Right.
Got it. All right. Thanks, Tony.
Tong Hulu.
I've never even heard of this. But we've been making this candied fruit forever, and all of a sudden TikTok does it. It's like, oh, great.
All you need is a tart fruit, Wicket.
Okay.
And then you got it.
Got it. All right, I'm on that.
515-244-1033. Also up on Facebook at Laser1033, taking those weekend highlights. Taylor got an incredible photo from the Breaking Benjamin concert. Now, she was there with her boyfriend, who was in a wheelchair because he had a broken foot.
Mm-hmm.
And they got moved up to the very front, which also scored them guitar picks. Ben apparently handed the guitar picks
so all
to
I gotta
her
do,
boyfriend himself.
What I really got to do now is just break my foot and I'll get wheeled up to the front and get treated well.
I wouldn't suggest breaking your foot for that, but like looking back,
yeah,
it's like if you could look at your entire life just laid out in front of you and it's like, okay, here you're going to break your foot,
mm-hmm,
but you can be happy about that because it will score you this front row position.
And some guitar picks from Breaking Benjamin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then it's like, then you kind of look forward to that moment.
You know what we're going to do? We're going to just wrap my foot up in a cast for the pumpkins.
Don't be that guy.
And then just you can wheel me up to the front and then Billy Corgan can throw me a guitar pick. That'd be great.
That's rude, Wicket. Brought to you by our friends Wagner's Golf and Ames. Evolve your game online at WagnerGolfShop.com.
Laser, who's this?
Good morning, Wicket. It's Carissa.
Carissa, what was the highlight of your weekends?
Saturday night, a friend of mine was playing at Down Under and invited me out to do some guest singing for a slot and helped me promote my band.
That's awesome.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
What did you sing?
I really never messed around with a whole lot. Black Horse and a Cherry Tree.
Oh, I love... Dude, you know what is so funny about that?
Wow, did you just wake up?
No, it's so funny. Okay, so I was doing live bands karaoke briefly on Saturday night between all the show things that mm-hmm we were doing. And I did Fantagram, You Don't Get Me High Anymore, which was a disaster because it's too high for me vocally. And I literally, as soon as the song ended, I was like, I should have just done Black Horse and a Cherry Tree because I knew I could have done that better. And it's so funny that you were actually physically singing that.
And we could have been doing it almost the same time.
Wow.
Mine was at 7:47. p.m.
Just kidding. Mine was at like 11:47
yeah.
p.m.
Yeah, mine was in between Vibrant Music Hall things. I'm very mobile on the weekends. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm here, I'm there, I'm everywhere, I'm burning gas.
How many shots of Jameson deep were you?
I didn't drink any Jameson Saturday night.
What?
Being responsible. I wasn't really drinking. I was there for just a little over an hour because I had the kids and stuff. I just had someone who watched them for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a beer while I was there to be social, but I wasn't drinking Saturday night.
Did not see that coming. Did not see that coming.
I know. I'm trying to be that responsible.
Also, Jameson's more of a sipper, not a shotter, Wicket.
Carissa.
Yeah.
Carissa.
I shoot it.
Yeah, I was going to say.